אסור להנות מריח טוב עד שיברך. You're not allowed to benefit from a good smell until you make a beracha. Until you make a beracha before you smell. אבל אחריו, but afterwards, אין צריך לברך כלום. You don't have to make a beracha after you smell. משנה ברורה. אסור להנות. כמו שאסור להנות באכילה. Just like you can't enjoy eating בשתייה and drinking עד שיברך. והסמכו בשס, and the Gemara brought a proof, brought a smachta, תכתיב, כל הנשמה תהלל יה, every breath should praise Hashem, תמשמע, שאף הנשמה תהלל על הנעתה, even the soul should give a הנעה, make a ברכה, or should praise Hashem for his הנעה, ואיזהו דבר שהוא הנעת הנשמה בלבד, what something that's הנעה for הנשמה alone, הווה אומר זה הריח. עד שיברך, until you make a ברכה, הברכה המבוארת לקמה בסעיף ב'. The ברכה that they say in סעיף ב'. קודם שיריח, you have to make the ברכה before you smell. דבעינן, עובר לעשייתן, you need it to be before they do it. כמו באכילה, just like by eating, ושאר מצוות המצוות, you make the ברכה before. כתבו האחרונים, דאם שכח והריח בלא ברכה, if he forgot and he smelled before the ברכה, ונזכר and he remembered לאחר שגמר מלהריח, after he finished smelling, הפסיד ברכתו, he lost ברכה. Obviously, if you can smell again, well, you can at least make the ברכה. But you can't, not again, but you didn't make it. But it's not going to cover you for the past. כמו באכילה, like by eating. לאחר שגמר מלאכול, once he finished eating, שהפסיד ברכתו הראשונה, he lost the ברכה, וכמו שנתבאר בסימן קוף סמך זין, סעיב חי. You have to make a ברכה to continue smelling. He finished smelling. אבל לאחריו, they לא תקנו ברכה אחרונה, they didn't institute a ברכה אחרונה, רק באכילה ושתייה, only by eating and drinking, ולא בריח, and not by smelling. שהנאה מועטת היא. It's a minimal הנאה, not a strong הנאה. The Shara Tzion says something else. Rashi, ויש עוד טעם, there's another reason, שכבר נפסקה ההנאה לגמרי. It's over the הנאה. ודמי למען דנתעכל המזון במאב, דאיבד ברכתו. Right? It's like after the food is digested. When you eat, the food is still in your stomach. So you make a beracha harona because you're still enjoying being full. But over here, you smell something, the smell is gone. There's no residual.
It's a good
question. I don't know. Yeah. You eat all the food, see which one tastes good. You have to make sure it has a smell, yeah. Kadwa poskim, hayu lefanav, שתי ברכות. If you had two ברכות to make. אחת של אכילה של טעם ואחת של ריח. One is a taste and one is a smell. נוטל תחילה המין של טעם במינו. Take the food in your hand, the taste, ומברך עליו and make that ברכה. לפי שהיא חשובה. That's more important. שנכנסת לגוף, it goes in the body. ואחר כך נוטל של ריח ומברך עליו. And then you take the smell and you make the ברכה. עוד נתבאר בפוסקים, it was explained in פוסקים, שדווקא הריח תקנו חכמים ברכה, ולא הכל. They only instituted a ברכה for smell, but not for sound. Now you go hear beautiful music. רצונו לומר בשומע קול נעים, שאין בו ממש, there's nothing there, וכן לא תקנו ברכה הרחיצה, they didn't make a ברכה on showering, or bathing, וכדומה, משום דאין נכנסים לגוף, because it doesn't go into the body. What? You make the gefen first. Okay. Right, okay, that's a philosophy. Right? אם זה שיוצא ממנו הריח, if this that the reyach is coming out of it is a tree, or min it, or something that's like a tree, mevarech bore atze besamim. You make bore atze besamim. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Im ze, ratza leva'er, we want to explain, keitzav mevarchim alav. So how do you make these smell berachot? Ve'al ze kamar im ze, o min etz. So etz o min etz. What's min etz? Retono lomar, avagav delav etz kamurhu. It's not woody. Derachich, it's soft. Mikom makom, kevan demoli motzi alav mi'etzo. Since the leaves come out from the stalk, mevarech bore atze besamim. You make bore atze besamim. Says it's not totally soft like a yerek, but it's not totally soft. It has some springiness. We'll see later. He gives an ikba. Hey, kechilfi downstairs. He gives an example. Kechilfi or nargis. Shemuva b'seiftet. Those are types of flowers. Shehem rachichi. They are softer. Kedeita bebet Yosef. Ken mashma bebiura grad. Vizu kavanata shulchan aruch. So the Gra is explaining the Baran says, "O min etz is that it's a type of it lasts from year to year, and it's woody, but it's a little bit soft." Umigmagen Avraham mashma dayagores min etz from a tree below you. Ve'alken be'er deratzah shulchan aruch derabo baze vered umeveret. Right, roses and rose water. She'en shem peri etz alehem. It's not really a fruit because you don't eat them. She'en omed la'achila ela la'areach. So therefore, mikri rak davar haba min ha'etz. It's something that comes from a tree. Ta'al kol panim enu min esef. It's not coming from a grass. Kemo shekatav ha'magen Avram v'se'iv katan vav. No, the roses are not. The rose is very woody. But he's saying that it's not a fruit. That's why he's calling it min etz or the rose water, right? It's atzeh, right? Ve'im hayazeh. What's this?
That's the rechanti money. Make money the bore
atzeh. Uh huh.
Feels very soft.
Uh huh. Okay. I gotta hang out in the shuls in Israel, right? Kemo, right? Ve'im u'esef. If it's a grass, mevarech at bore esbe v'samim. You make it's bad. The grass is that smell. V'emen o lo min etz v'lo min esef. If it's not from a tree and it's not from a grass, kemo hamusk mevarech bore min nevesamim. Musk you make min nevesamim. Mishnah Berurah musk ubelashon la'az fizim. They call it fizim. Ubesamim ele ba'im in achaya. It comes from an animal. Something like that. Lefikach. Mevarech alehem bore mine besamim. Veda, shemusk ze, yesh omrim, some say, sheba mize'at chaya. It's from the sweat of a chaya. Veyesh omrim, and some say, sheba midam chaya ahad. It comes from the blood of a chaya. Shemitkabetz b'tzavara, it gathers in the neck, v'harkach mityabesh, and then it dries out, v'na'asa bosim. So if it comes from the sweat, maybe it's mutar. It's allowed. It's mutar to eat. If it comes from blood, blood is asur. Ulefish sevara zuha acharona. Yesh sheratu leosro al kopanim letito bekedera lehatim berechot tavshil. They want to say you can't put musk in your tavshil. Tedam asur va'achila. Tahar beposki matirim. Many poskim amatir afilu latet mekedera, even to put it in the pot. The azlina batar hashta, we follow the way it is now. The hashta lav damu, it's not blood. Ela afra be'alma, it's dirt. Shenoten reyach tov, that gives a good smell. Ve'ayin be'el yiraba, shel mitzadeh lehorol kidivrehem. He leans towards being posek like that. In the chaya, it turns into dirt. How do I know? ובפרימי גדים, במשפצות זהב, מצדד גם כן, he also is leaning, תיש לסמוך בדבריהם, להקל אף לחתחילה, ויש 60 כנגדו בתבשיל. If it's batel b'shishim, you just get the smell, he thinks it's mutar. He quotes in number three, ayin b'kaf ha'ayim, sharav b'tavid katav shematza l'maram b'bed ha'kabayim, b'tchilat ha'gahotav li'yore de'a. It's in the beginning of Siman Samach Zayin, she'da'ato le'esor. The maran seems to be oser, the musk. V'shkem pasku ha'ateriti, shkem pasku ha'aterit zekenim v'apri to'ar izi, or Chaim HaKadosh. Ayin sham, ulam b'chazon ovadya, katav lahatiro ba'achila, he said, you're allowed to eat it, ahar shenit yabesh legamre, after it's fully dried, ayin sham be'ore. Okay? Ra'ui la'achila, v'maya peri, if the thing was a fruit, ra'ui la'achila, that's edible, mevarech hanoten reyach to ba'pero. Then you make the beracha, hare anoten reyach tov vaperot. Ra'ui la'achila, it's edible, ke etrog v'tapuach, like an etrog and an apple. O peri ha'adama, shemeriach reyach tov. Even something that grows from the ground that has a good smell. Va'afilu, eno ra'ui le'echol, befne atzmo. Even if you can't eat it on its own, ela al yedeh ta'arov, it's only by being mixed in, u'kemo shiit ba'er, Besof ha'sa'if, like we're going to explain at the end of the sa'if. I don't think it makes a difference. Hanoten, ayin be'el yiraba, shekatav, debishas uposki ma'ashma, shetarich lomar asher natan reyachto ba'perot. The word asher, na hanoten. But in number five, says the Ben Ish Chai says, anshe ma'aseh, nimna'im milariach perot, they don't make the beracha, mepeneh sheyesh machloket, Benosach haberacha, whether it's hanoten or asher natan, right? Ulam b'halichot olam, but in Chamuvadia and halichot olam, katav she'en li mana, you don't have to hold yourself back mishum kach mi levarech, ki b'kol nosach she'mevarech yatza, either one works, ayin sham, v'shem pasach b'birkat Hashem, v'shenosach ha'sfaradim, the custom of the sfaradim, kenosach maran, Hanoten reyach tov baperot. Now, the hani mili, this will be say you make the beracha, keshenetalo lehariach bo. When you picked it up, to smell it. Or the ochlo ulariach. Or you picked it up to both eat it and smell it. Aval, emnetalo leochlo, if you picked it up to eat. Velo netkaven lehariach bo, and you didn't have a mind to smell it. Aval pish, hu ma'ale reyach tov, even though it has a good smell, and on mevarech, you don't make the beracha. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. Ola ochlo laria. If he picks it up, either to smell it, so then he only makes bore hanoten reyachto baperot. If he picks it up to eat it and to smell it, ve'ezimehem yevarech techila. What should he do first? Had we said if you have a smell and a food, make the beracha on the food first. What do you do over here? I am be'el yiraba. Shemasik, he concludes, the bechgonze in this case, shareach v'ha'achila, hu bechad peira, the smell and the food is in one fruit, mutav levarech alareach techila. It's better to make a beracha on the smell first, the mekar v'haniyata, that the hana'ak is closer, shetekev kishu ochazo biyadu, as soon as you pick it up, meriach, you smell it, v'harkach yivarech ala'achila, and then make the beracha on the eating. וכן כתב גם כן אמר מורחי עין שם. ובפרימיגודם נטע עצה אחרת, he gave another advice. והיא, שיתום קצה מן הפרי, taste a little bit, ויברך עליו ברכת האכילה, ולא יכוון אז להנאה מן הריח. Don't have a mind to have הנאה from the smell. ואחר כך יברך אשר נתן ריח ויריח. אני אמק דברכה. Now, if you're not planning on smelling it, even though you smell it, don't make the beracha v'anoten. It's like something that's not made for smelling. That we don't make a beracha on it. Even though it does give smell. Maran continues. And on all of them, emamar bore mine besamim yatsa. That's like the shakol of besamim berachot. Hilkach, al kol davar shumisupak bo, anything you're not sure about the beracha, mevarech bore mine besamim, make bore mine besamim. Mishnah brura, ve'al kulam, ben sheheriach be'etz, whether you smell something from a tree, o be'esev or grass, o beperi, or a fruit shemeriach, he made bore mine yatza. Shelashon beracha zu, even though it's mainly on things that don't grow from the ground, kolelet akol, it includes everything. Kemo berkat shehakol, shekolelet kol mine achila, that includes all eating and drinking. Vedat eze acharonim, some acharonim want to say even further. Shebediavar imbirech areach shehakol yatza. If he made a shehakol on smells, he's yotze. Tela adif reach. You can't say that smell, shana'a mu'etati, that has a smaller hana'a, me'achila v'shtia, from eating and drinking, shana'ata meruba. Rafalpiken yotzim b'sha'ako. V'dan magen giburim, sha'afilu b'di'avad lo yatsa. V'en zu matbea, shetavu chachamim bebrachot. The chachamim didn't institute sha'ako for smelling. V'lo netkena birkat sha'ako, ki ma'achila v'shtia. However, he quotes a Tosfot, B'shem yesh mefarshim says it's yotze, the morchi or chayim, many acharonim, definitely if a person did it, safek perachot akil, he's quoting Yabia Omer. Al egoz muskata, which is nutmeg, ve'al kanila, and on cinnamon, ve'clove, and cloves, ve'chol besamim shem la'achila, and all besamim that are eaten, nevarech anotente reach tov baperot.
Oh, yeah,
clothes, don't we say atze. Egoz muskata. Pirush, emrotze lahariach bo. If you want to smell it. The alkanila, shekorim, simring.
Simring.
Kinamon. The clove, shekorim, neglech. Targum siporin. Havagav the hakol hani hemine besamin. Even though these are all types of besamin. Mikom akom ikarayu la'achila kaimi. The main reason why you grow nutmeg, cinnamon, and cloves is to eat, is to be a spice. Ve'ayim ba'acharonim shemepakpekim le'inyan clove. Ve'arbe mehem maskimim shetoviyote levarech bore mine besamim al recha, or bore atze besamim. Number five, ve'chem pasak akaf hachayim. V'chen agar arav ish matzliach to make mine. V'chen katab mederkat Hashem v'nistayeya midevrei harashbetz v'orchot chayim. Elaim ken yichadam lehariach, unless you set him aside for smelling, sha'az yivarech atze besamim. So if you put him in your besamim jar, so then it's atze. Hayin sham be'orech. U'bechazon uvadya pasak bistam levarech atze. Alpir of Saadia Gaon, Rav Paltoi Gaon, Umara Merutenberg, Rav Ben Ishchai, V'Shiken HaMenhag. Chaim Avadya says you could still make atze, but then it's a question.
If you have it, just put this on
there. What's the name of the slope in the other?
I don't know why they make back on clothes. I think no. No, because it's a safek. It's in between. It's a vore mine. Katu acharonim hameriach bekavei ketusha. If you smell ground coffee, vehi chama, and it's hot, sherecha nodef, that the smell wafts. The adam nehene meoto reach, and it smells great. Tariq Levarech Birkata Shenatan. Ben Ishchai says, if they brought it to you to eat, even though you take it to smell, don't make the beracha. Safik Berachullah Akil. Chazoni Ishalt, you can't make only if you set it aside for smelling. The Birkata Shem Erich Baze, Ikar Kedivre Maram Vari Shonim. As long as you want to do both, you want to eat it and smell it, you make the beracha. Huh? Delicious. Ground, it's only whole. They don't really have the smell. The smell comes when you grind it.